Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God, He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The last few broadcasts, I was talking about receiving the words that God gives you, the answers of life, the blessings. We have to receive them. If we receive them, we can bring forth fruit with patience. A good heart is required to receive God's word. Jesus rejoiced because the Lord hid his best knowledge from proud men and gave it to babes. Just people who innocently love God. A lot of times people, it's so easy to miss the point. The day people stop being humble towards God and not wanting to know the goodness of God, not wanting to receive His love, it's so easy to be derailed if you love the world somewhere. That's why it's so important to get rid of sin. You have to drive it out of your life. I used to wonder, why didn't God just give the people of God the land? And I wondered this for a very long time. Most of my walk with God, I wondered this. To just a few years ago, I saw it. A lot of people want to get in on a good deal. Salvation is the best deal. It's a good deal. But it's received by faith. A man can only attain it if he believes God's word. By his faith. Habakkuk said, chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by his faith. But when you study the writing of Habakkuk, he was talking, there was a time element. Some people were, you know, they get restless before God comes back, so to speak. And they wonder against, well, maybe he's not coming. I can do what I want. The wicked will always choose against God, no matter how good things are. If they love the world, they won't stop loving the world. And time will tell. In every society, there are people who would cherish God. And there are people who will use the holy things of God as a platform to control men. In every society. Now the people of God were no different. They were delivered out of Egypt. But only those who were true stuck with the things of God. And people they can grumble in their heart and not say nothing and go along with what's right. But there are wicked men that will stir them up. And people who don't get a hold on God and don't receive and cherish His word, there are people that will do that. They become unmovable. They become steadfast, unmovable, and they always abound in the things of God. Just like Joshua and Caleb. No matter what God does, no matter how wonderful He is, there are a few people who will cherish His word and bring forth fruit with patience, just like Joshua and Caleb. Now, out of all those hundreds of thousands of people, out of the generation that came out, that were exited out of Egypt, only two men walked into the promised land. They held on to what God had given them. That was Joshua and Caleb. The rest of them believed an evil report. Out of all the things God had done, when those 10 spies saw the giants, hear me good. When the 10 spies saw the giants, 8 of them, 10 of them, it was 12 spies, 10 of them recanted. They forgot everything that God had done when they saw those giants. And they said they couldn't take the land. Pride looks within. They evaluate everything. They evaluated everything off what they could do alone. They saw defeat. Two people saw Jesus. They saw God's will. See, I said, Jesus, the name of Jesus was not revealed back then, but that's who they saw, because they were looking at the Lord. They were looking at redemption. They were looking at God's plan. They were looking at Jesus. Even though his name was not revealed as Jesus, they saw the Father. They saw God with them. See, they saw Emmanuel. They saw God with us. We're not alone. We didn't come out of Egypt by our own wit, by our own logic, and by our own strength. It wasn't by might, nor was it by power, but it was by the Lord. Now, they held true. Challenges. Some people will follow God until they're challenged. Some people will follow God after they're challenged, as long as other people follow God with them. But some people will follow God no matter what. Now, that's how you are. That's the kind of people who God can work with. People who stick with his word no matter what they see. They see Jesus, and they don't stop seeing Jesus. Their faith is on. They are steadfast about it. Their faith is on. They're unmovable about it. Their faith is on, so they are bound. And they overcome their challenges. And when they don't know what to do, they ask the Lord. Their faith is on. And they get wisdom. Their faith is on. They grow. Time happens. But their faith is on. It looked like it's not working, but their faith stays on. And they learn and they grow. And they enjoy life in the process of time. When other people fail, crawl under a rock, try to hide, their faith stays on. Some people try to hide in ministry. They try to hide in a comfortable place. But when the Lord gives you something to do, you are anointed to do it. Take that anointing and go do it. The anointing comes with the instruction. Joshua and Caleb, they stayed steadfast, unmovable, and they abounded. Just like you're going to do. And then the Lord will teach you, as long as your faith stays on, he will give you more. And that's how you know that clues you into the fact that you're winning. When I'm in a crisis and things are going wrong, and the Lord keeps steadily giving me instructions toward the same goal, I know I'm winning. Feels good. I say, I'm on to something. I'm going to learn something. I'm going to see something a new way. And then I go forward and it works. My faith is on. And then he give me those details that you just can't get on your own. That's why Jesus rejoiced. He said he rejoiced because the Father hid those things from the proud men and gave it to babes. People that just love God. See, sometimes people think, well, I'm not a mighty soldier. I don't have much experience. You don't have to have any of that. That comes later. You just have to have a heart that loves God. A child can do it. If you have a heart that loves God, and you will obey him no matter what you see, you will become a soldier. You will become fortified in every way. See, remember, the enemy has to fight us on our level. So as long as you stay in the fight, you're going to win. It's a good deal every way you look at it. He's trying to change your faith. If he can't get you out of faith, and the world system works to get you out of faith too, if you won't budge from faith, they can't win. In order for Satan to win against you, he has to get you to curse God and die. He has to get you to vote on him and not God. He has to get you out of your faith. That's the only way he can get you disconnected from God again. He got to get you out of faith. He got to turn that faith off. He got to get you to do it. He can't turn it off. He got to get you to turn your faith off. Now, every time I'm challenged, I dig in deeper. I draw nearer to the Lord, and he draw near to me. And I look at the situation for what it is. I say, well, I may not know what to do, but my God does, and I'm going to kill you, Satan. I've told Satan that in the middle of challenges where it looked like I just couldn't win. I said, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to destroy your works. I can't kill you physically, but I can kill your influence. I can expose your behind. I'm going to do this. And I do it. And I always win that way. I even have a confession that I always win. I like saying it. Sounds good. And it works. I don't have to know everything. I don't have to have all the skill. I just have to have my faith. And by faith, I say, I'm going to win. I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn. I'm going to grow. I grow in courage. I grow in every way there is. And the Lord always helps me win. It's part of my heritage. And I know Jesus is coming back, and I'll be glad when he does. But I'm having a field day party. Yeah, a field day party. I'm enjoying life. Now, I'm not trying to make it sound like I got it all together without any problems and I don't have trouble. That's not true. I got the same kind of troubles other people have. And I've had a lot of things in my life are not the way I really wanted to be. But I'm learning how to govern some things that I don't know about. I learn about. I have things I have to overcome and learn now. They may not be sin problems, but I have problems that I have to solve. Now, us preachers, we like to look good. We like to make it sound like we win all the time. Some things, some battles I have won. Some things I'm winning. There are things that I'm learning, and I'm learning to do better. The process of life, there are things that are still out of place that I have to correct. There are things you just have to learn about. I have won battles, and I'm winning battles. And some things I'm still asking the Lord questions about. But it works. I'm enjoying the process of life. See, when things don't have to be 100% for you to have a good time in the Lord. It takes time to learn some principles. When you're following God, I have questions all the time. I said, Lord, I want to know why he do things a certain way. And I just do what he say and I watch. A lot of things I've learned because I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. He give answers to babes. Be a babe. Not foolish, not simple, but innocent love. No matter what you learn, keep that innocent love and cherish it. If you can do that, you can always learn from the Lord. That will cause you to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abound. You will see yourself with your foot on Satan's head, embracing Jesus. And Jesus will always supply you with whatever you need. Not only to sustain you, but give you overwhelming joy while you wait on the promise to unfold. Some things of God, he can give you now, like healing. He already paid for that. Some things you have to put in motion. You have to work with it. Especially when other people are involved. If you have a stale marriage, for instance, and you want to revive your marriage, you're going to have to receive insight and wisdom from the Lord. Because when people are offended, it's hard to win them back. it's hard to get it where you want to be again. Because people, they hold on to hurts and wounds. And the only way they can overcome that is to look at Christ and receive from Him. And then they can forgive you and move along. Or you can forgive them and move along. Whatever you have to do. A healthy intake of the Word of God will help you with the intricacies of life. The intricate parts of life. The social imbalance. Everything that's not right that you wish was right. You know, contrary children. The Lord got wisdom for all that. But you have to receive, you have to be supplied by Him to really win in these areas. Because our best efforts don't always work. But it's just like taking Canaan land. Don't look at the giants. Look at Him. Look at Jesus. Everybody share the same challenge. You got to drive the Philistines out, and they're bigger and stronger. And they're dug in. They know the land. They don't want to leave. Just like the sins, that the temptations that the enemy bring. Those temptations want to be there. They want to be in your way. The enemy wants you to have obstacles in your life. But I'm going to show you, as a Christian, you can drive this junk out of your life. And it's not hard to do. Don't try to fight it in your own strength. Receive God's word and speak the word over your life continually. Say that if you can, whatever you say with your mouth, you can perform. You can do it. Speak that you hate those things. Speak that you hate the ways of the world. Speak that you love God's word. Speak that you have full victory. Go ahead and use the word full victory. A lot of times we just want victory. And we don't ask the Lord, don't even think about asking the Lord for full victory. And God gave it to us. Now, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So when you say you want victory, God want to give you full victory. Well, Satan will say, well, He didn't ask for full victory. And see, the court said, be specific. So when you say, I have full victory, the Lord will say, well, He said it on earth, so it's done here too. Shut up, Satan. You got to win in the courts of heaven. And that's how you do it. It's all tied to what you say. You're not waiting on a court date. I'm using that for an example. The things of heaven is, heaven works in light speed. It doesn't always work in our time realm. But the condition of your heart has to match what God's going to do. So speak the word over your life and take what's yours. Take your Canaan land back. God, Jesus gave you a new life. Enforce it on earth. Everybody is in the same fight. Everybody, even the contrary people, even people who are willing to keep staying in the world. The enemy don't fight the world like he fight the Christians, because he already got the world. They already headed for hell and destruction and the grave. So in his mind, he just don't want to alert them to spiritual things. They already believe Karl Marx and the scientists. That's why they feel so content to stay in the world. Some people act like, well, salvation, they believe in a God, or they believe in God. Sometimes they believe in Jesus, but they never made Him their Lord or their Savior. And the enemy got them thinking that salvation, whatever happened to them, is up to God. And they try to do right, which won't work. You already judged and headed for hell if you did not believe on Jesus Christ. Only children that don't judge sin can get away with that. And they really not getting away. Everybody need to be taught the word of God. But God is good. He said children are in the kingdom of God. They don't know what sin is yet. But once they do, they got to believe. God do things right, folks. If a person has a mental problem and they can't learn, they got a impediment where they can't learn. They're in the kingdom of God too. The Lord knows how to keep what's his. He knows his people. He knows what he's doing. And you're just going to have to trust him. But everybody need to hear the word of God. People who, all little children and everybody, people that's mentally retired, everybody need to be hearing God's word. Play the word of God audibly. Let your people hear, let your children go to sleep listening to God's word. It's wisdom. Encourage them to do it. I bought my children the Bible, you know, Bible MP3 players. And my daughter said she go to bed listening to Revelation sometime. And that was years ago. I hope she still do it. And a healthy intake of the word of God will help you govern your life. Some people will say, well, that's boring listening to the word. No, it's not. It's a privilege. It's a blessing. I'm going to tell you something. You can spend time any way you want to. But if you take time and spend with the Lord, you want more time with him. I am so content hearing the word of God. I had to drive to Atlanta before. I was on a road trip. And this was years ago. And I had a tape by Creflo Dollar. And I was so tired. And I listened to him. I was revived all on my trip. I didn't fall asleep. I just listened to Creflo Dollar. I do that with other ministers too. I love to listen to Henry Groover while I work sometimes. Now most of the time I listen to the word of God. You can look at your accomplishments, or you can look at the Lord and remain a babe. I don't ever want to lose sight. See, you can look at things that sometimes things go right. Sometimes you win in life, you go forward. You can look at all those wonderful things and stop looking at the Lord. Whatever I accomplish, hooray, I won. But I'm going to look at my Lord Jesus. I want to see him. I want to know him. And I want to keep learning of him. I ain't stopping. God is good. And I want to do all that's in his heart. I want to do everything and have every benefit he's provided. See, the Lord our God is mighty in us. The more we believe and trust him and take him at his word, the more we live. See, because you love God and because you seek him out, and because you know him, and you can learn things that some people that are ahead of you in ministry, you can learn things they don't learn. The Lord don't give his best knowledge to people who are not babes. Some people have become proud in their way, proud in their walk, proud in their thinking against God. Pride is always against God, just like doubt and unbelief. So what changes is the focus, the way we focus on the Lord. If you continue to focus on him, you'll do fine. And you'll remain a babe, and the Lord will always be able to give you knowledge. And I'm going to tell you something. You can learn things from the Lord that many people can't learn, as long as you have that first love. And I love God for that. I thank God for it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.